Basic Bananas.
Hi, and welcome back to Basic Bananas Radio. Today I've got with me, actually here in the studio live, Dale Beaumont.
Hello.
Dale is one of Australia's most successful young entrepreneurs that I've met, and I'm really excited to have him here because he knows a lot. He is very knowledgeable, and I know that his strategies can really help you improve your business. And he's also the CEO and the founder of Business Blueprint, which is the world's most forward-thinking business education company. Also, Dale, in his spare time, he's written 16 best-selling books, which have collectively sold over a quarter million of copies, which is incredible. So thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks so much. Looking forward to chatting.
Yeah, no worries. And thanks for dropping into the plantation, into the madhouse here. So, you know, to start off first, I introduced you a little bit, but I'd love to know a little bit how you got into this whole entrepreneurial journey and what brought you here.
Well, I grew up in a family where my father had a small business, and you know, he taught me everything that was kind of right and wrong about business at the same time. What I mean by right here, strong work ethic, and we were very hands-on with the business, and that's where I'd spend my weekends and school holidays is helping out. He did a lot of Christmas decorations and also decorations for weddings and things like that. So I was either blowing balloons or I was putting up tinsel on Christmas
That's
trees
awesome.
And things like that. So, but when I say this, there's some of the things that maybe I learned, maybe what not to do is that he pretty much worked for 40 years solidly in the business, and you know, we may be lucky if we had off a day or two here or there, but pretty much the business was him and he was the business. And so what I learned through that experience was that I wanted to figure out a way that I could still have all the rewards that a business gives, but how can you build a business that can work without you having to be there? So you could take off a week, a month, even a year, and still have your business grow without you having to be there. So that's something that I have been very passionate about for the last 10 years. And I did work very hard in the first 5 years of my kind of entrepreneurial journey myself. But for the last 5 years, I've been focusing on how can I leverage myself out of the day-to-day so I can have the business do what it does, which is still serve clients, but without the dependency on me. And so we've got to a point now whereby I have a great lifestyle business that generates millions of dollars a year in income, but I take about 4 to 5 months out of the business every single year, and the business still continues to grow year on year. So that's what I'm really passionate about, is showing other business owners how they could still have a business. Because a lot of people think that if I step out of the business, then my profits are going to suffer. Or if I work really hard, I'm going to make more money, but I'm not going to have a life. There is a way that you can make significant money from a business and also have a life at the same time. And that's what we're going to be talking about.
Yeah, and that's why I love having you here, because obviously we had a quick chat before and exchanged a couple of adventure holiday stories, which it's great, you know, because you're really walking the talk. And as our listeners know, Christo and I are professional holiday makers as well. And so, you know, I'd love to know how you help small business owners and entrepreneurs get their life back. So what are some of your strategies that you share with entrepreneurs to get their life back and to have that leverage in their business?
Yeah, well, I think the first thing is really important to have a vision for your business that's beyond you. So if you have, you need to go forward into the future, however long you need to kind of not let your present circumstances limit your thinking. So for some of you, you might need to fast forward 5 years or 10 years into the future. And what does your business really look like? What do you want your business to actually to do? And once you start to see a much bigger vision, and that is where a business is going to grow without you having to be there day to day, then you've got a sense of urgency to sort of start making different decisions. Because it's like everything, it's like a business is kind of like, it needs to, every business starts off being really dependent, like a mother and a child, but then the business goes through childhood, it goes into adolescence, and then eventually it's got to become an adult and it's got to leave the nest. You got to actually step away from the business, and it's got to stand on its own 2 feet. So if people have a bit of a vision for that, that's the first step. Then it's a matter of getting some really good tools in place. So I think every business needs to have a good CRM system. Every business needs to have a place of storing all of their intellectual property, all of their systems and processes that run that business. And every business needs to have a really good project management or task management software so they can allocate tasks to their staff and they can manage projects that get done. So we can dig into some of those as well.
Yeah, for sure.
And a bunch of tools. There's so many great tools that are out there now to help businesses be way more efficient. We live in a completely different world now, and sadly a lot of business owners are still doing things the way we used to do things, and they don't understand that there's tools that can take a 10-hour job and turn it into a 10-minute job if you know what you're doing.
Yeah, I totally agree. I love how you have the two components, and we're going to go into the second one, but you say you got to have a vision for how you want it to look like. And I remember even here at Basic Bananas, when Christo and I started about 5.5 years ago, I was working in advertising and marketing and working long hours and really not having a life. And when we started the business, we said from the beginning, even though we did work hard and all that, and we still work hard sometimes, but we always said the business has to fit into the lifestyle. Mm. So we never, ever, even in the first year, had a year without traveling at least once to Europe and somewhere else. So it even from the beginning, we knew that the vision for the business is it has to fit in with our lifestyle, not the other way around. And
yes,
I like how you highlight that. It's really important to have that vision. And then the second thing you mentioned are the tools. So do you have some top tools, maybe your three favorite tools that you can share? You mentioned CRM and some of the tools that you use to manage the staff, etc. What are your favorite tools?
Well, I mentioned the three kind of, I think, pillars for every business. They need to have a really good CRM system, and there's great tools out there. I use Entreport, and I know you use that as well. There's other tools out there like Infusionsoft, or at a more entry level, you might even something to start with, like a MailChimp or an iContact or an ActiveCampaign, something along those lines to just help you to be able to have one central location where all of your contact information of all of your clients are stored, or prospective clients, and you've been in touch with them on a regular basis. And now you can automate so many processes if you have a good CRM system. So if someone then puts a name and an email address onto your website, then they get an immediate follow-up. And then 3 days later, they get followed up again. And if they click on a link, then they get triggers a task for then someone to give them a call. If they don't click on that, it maybe sends them a video. So there is what used to take maybe 4 or 5 staff to do, and dozens of hours of time, can all now be automated if you have a good CRM system.
Yeah, I would never run any business, and we have a couple of online ventures that, I would never run any business online or offline without a CRM.
Mm.
And Christo and I always joke about it, because Christo always says, it's like having 2 full-time staff, and I always say, well, if they're Australian, it might be 2, but if they're if they're a bit faster, it might be 1. But say 5. It's probably true.
Once you do it on scale, it can just, it literally is, like replacing 3 or 4 staff. Not even replacing, you'd still have those staff, but now they'd be focusing on other activities, like maybe income generation. So CRM is really important. When it comes to storing all of your systems, it's really important that for a lot of businesses, where is all the information? It's inside the head of the business owner. So as you start to grow, everyone keeps asking you, and in my case, Dale, how do you do this? Dale, how do you do this? 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 And it's really inefficient for your time to be repeating yourself all the time. Mm. So what we do is we take all the information that's out of the owner's head and we put it into a central location. It's kind of like an intranet, or basically an internal website where all of your information gets stored. And we use Google Sites, and we have it customized for our particular business. It's not public, no one can find it, it's completely secure, but people can log in, type something into the search bar like a Google search engine, and they can go, how do I resize an image? And there'll be a training video on how to do that. Or they might say, I might say to one of the staff members, oh, like it literally happened today, can you set up a webinar for this charity fundraising thing that we're doing? And they go, how do I do it? They just go into Google Sites and they find that themselves. There's a training video on it. And with these systems, you can put in photos, videos, checklists, mind maps, whatever you want into one central location. And all of my staff now are trained. Anytime they learn something new, to put it into Google Sites, and that's becoming smarter and smarter and smarter. Now we've got something like 300 systems for our business that it's in there, and as that's grown, people stop asking me how to do things anymore, and they just go there and they can help themselves. Yeah. And the good thing is no staff member will stay forever. So if a staff member leaves and a new person comes along, we just set up an induction process that might have, here are the 25 systems that you need for your role, and within 2 or 3 days they can be up to speed, and then they're on their way. Then the third thing we spoke about is some good task management software. It's really inefficient to run a business through emails, because you just, you know, send some emails to person one, person two, person three, and you know, spend your day firing off emails, and that's not very efficient. So we use a piece of software which is called Teamwork. You can go to teamwork.com and you can see it there, or you can also use another one which is called Basecamp. And there's lots of other ones out there, but we use Teamwork, and it's really fantastic.
That's awesome. Yeah, I love Google Sites too, and it's free, I think, to a certain amount of storage.
Google Sites is free. Teamwork PM is like $24 a month. It's so cheap. And a good CRM system, you know, it might be $100 a month or more, but it's worth its weight in gold, because it's saving you, you know, it's 2 employees, which could be $100,000 a year. It can now be done by a really good CRM system.
Love it. But same thing here. We use Google Sites. We actually used to use Backpack, which is not available anymore, but it's from the same company as Basecamp. And then we use Basecamp, but Teamwork PM, I think it's Teamwork PM, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just now called Teamwork, teamwork.com.
Okay, that is obviously another good, very similar to Basecamp, isn't it?
Yeah, cool. Exactly. And there's lots of other tools that we use as well. We use Evernote. We use our birthday alarm for remembering all of our birthdays.
What is it called? Birthday alarm. That's awesome.
You put in all your clients' birthdays, and then it will send you either an email the day of, so you can give them a call, or we have ours set for 7 days before the client's birthday, and then we write them a card and put a little gift in the mail, and we send it to them so it arrives on their birthday. So birthday alarm is cool. We use a thing called the Pomodoro method, which is basically a time management little tool that all of our staff use, which is good. We also I mentioned Evernote before for getting everything out of our head, but we use a lot of Google apps now. Our whole business runs off Google apps, so we use Google Docs, we use Google Calendars, we use Google Drive, which has really dramatically boosted our efficiency. So everything is now in the cloud. It means that we can work from anywhere. We can work from home, we can work from the office, or anywhere in the world. If I'm traveling, I can just log in, I can access all my files, all my emails, everything, and within a few minutes I have, you know, done the basics of what I need to do in a day.
This is such valuable information for our listeners. I know they're probably writing like crazy and going, oh my God, this is so valuable. Now, you've obviously worked with thousands of entrepreneurs, and you see some that are really successful and some that are maybe doing okay, and maybe some are not doing so okay. What are some of the common traits that you see in successful entrepreneurs?
Okay, well, I think some ones that we've spoken about, this about having a vision for your business, which I won't elaborate on too much. But another thing, especially when we're talking about all these tools, it's very easy for someone to hear those things and go, I can't do this and I can't do that, or that's too hard, or make an excuse to say, well, I didn't, you know, I'm 40 or I'm 50 or I don't speak English that well, whatever. I remember someone saying once, you can make money, you can make excuses, you can't make both.
And that's a great
Yeah. And I use that to, like, I think a trait of successful entrepreneurs, they have an open mindset, not a closed mindset. A lot of people will put labels or limitations on themselves and say, I can't do this and I can't do that. And you probably meet people every day that go, I'm not good at marketing. And they just kind of, why? Who told you? Like, how did you come up with that belief? And it's a belief that you can choose to change. Like, the thing that makes us human beings is that we have the ability to choose our thoughts. Other animals don't. They just have instincts, and they can't control them themselves, but we can. And so if someone goes, I'm not good at marketing, well, guess what? Change it, fix it, learn, and you can become good at it. So I think that's a really important trait of successful entrepreneurs, is having, not limiting their thinking and not telling themselves that they can't do certain things. They're open to changing and embracing Other things, I think it's really important as successful trade of entrepreneurs to seek advice from other people. So I'm a big believer in reading books and having mentors and attending workshops, because you need to constantly be around other people, because entrepreneurs that... I don't know any entrepreneurs that lock themselves in a room and come up with these great ideas without talking to anybody, and it just, you know, makes millions of dollars. People that I know, they're
maybe
always
Albert
out.
Maybe Albert Einstein did it
that. But they're out talking to people,
yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know.
And sharing their ideas and getting feedback from people. And so I think that's really important as well. And then, of course, you need to have resilience and be able to push through challenges and obstacles. And you also, in today's, you know, day and age as well, you need to be a good leader if you want to be a successful entrepreneur,
yeah.
Because you're never going to build a great business with one
on
person.
Your own, yeah.
You need to have other people around you. So learning about the leadership. And also, I'm a big believer as well in marketing, that you can have the greatest product in the world, but if you don't know how to market it and get it out there, then
nobody will see it.
So all those things are really important.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, in terms of marketing, do you have any favorite strategies that you love using, or that your clients love using?
Lots of stuff. I love marketing. So I think, first of all, I think email marketing, to state something that's so obvious, most people know it, but a lot of people, like, you know, when they say I'm struggling in my business, it's like, well, when was the last time that you contacted your customers? And it would be they're thinking that maybe last Christmas, and it's kind of like, well, no wonder you're struggling. So people need to be in touch with their customers a lot more often than what they are now. And with that as well, you would probably come up with some type of what's called content marketing strategy. So you don't want to always be putting out offers, because that's going to annoy people. So you want to be thinking about who your customers are and what they want and what's going to add value to their life, and then follow the 3-to-1 ratio, which is value, sell something, value, sell something. And so once you get into this kind of rhythm of communication, you're both adding value to their life, and then you're asking for people to take action after you've delivered some good value. I also love joint ventures or strategic alliances, so they're called, or partnership marketing, because I believe it's much better to collaborate with other people. Also love all the digital strategies, video marketing, podcasting, blogging as well, also using digital publishing as well to market a business. There's so many great ways, and they don't have to cost a lot of money. And, you know, nowhere here have I mentioned paid advertising. Not that I'm against it. I think that it works for some businesses, but there's so many things that you can now do at very low cost or no cost. So just requires a bit of thinking and then getting into action.
Yeah, exactly. And having a bit of a strategy behind it. So your content marketing strategy, having that as your overall strategy, and then having all the different pieces plug into that strategy so that it all ties together. Now, you've mentioned that, you know, one of the traits of a successful entrepreneur is to read stuff and have mentors, go to workshops. And I know that you read a lot of books. So can you share some? What are you reading right now? And you probably read a couple of things at the same time. And then what are some of your favorite books that you can recommend to our listeners?
Cool. The last book that I bought, I was just in New York, and I saw the book by Blake Mosky, I think it is. He's the guy that founded Toms, which is actually the shoes that I'm wearing
right now.
Which is like, it's like a buy one, give one. So you buy a pair of shoes that go on your feet, but for that, the company then makes a pair of shoes and then delivers them to kids in the third world, because a lot of diseases that happen are because kids not wearing shoes. And so his book is called Start Something That Matters. So I've just started reading that book and heard his amazing story, and how he's basically a big believer in social enterprise, which is building a business that is very commercial and that makes money, but for a cause that will benefit others. And so it's really mixing, it's a new way of looking at, you know, charities, which is a, you know, just giving a hand out, but building a business that does something that matters is not only great for as a great business strategy, but it's also a great strategy for helping others as well. Other books, I think The E-Myth by Michael Gerber has had a big impact on me. Rich Dad Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. A lot of the books that I've published, you can check out as well, but they're interviews with other successful people. So I learned a lot through that whole process as well of finding successful people and interviewing them. So if you get a hold of any of my books, not because they're by me, but because they're really good content, then I would suggest that you check those out.
Where can they find your books?
So the books are available on our main website, which is businessblueprint.com. businessblueprint.com. You can go there. And we also have a free event as well, which is, because a lot of people maybe listening to this will ask, all those tools that you mentioned before, how do I learn about how to use them? And this is, so I basically now run, I've had hundreds and hundreds of people ask me, how do you do this? How do you do this? How do you do that? So I do a whole one day. It's kind of like a bit of a show and tell. So I talk about all these tools that you could use in your business, but I don't just talk about the theory. I actually go live onto the web and I show people how to do these things. So we give a live demo of Teamwork, which is the project management software. I do a live demo of the CRM system that I use. Do a live demo of the Google Sites, and I show people how I build systems, and I speak about some of the other tools that I use as well, like show people about video marketing, what camera to use, what lights to use, what microphone to use, social media. We actually show you how to build a Facebook campaign and how Facebook advertising works, and I show some before and afters as well. So it's a really cool, it's just one day, and I give heaps of value and just walk away not just your mind opened up to tools that many people didn't even know existed.
That's so useful. I hope a lot of you listeners can attend the workshop. I think one of your team members set up a link for you listeners, which is www.businessblueprint.com/BB.
Correct. So businessblueprint.com/BB. And that goes to our page, which is our free event that we run. And you can come along completely for free, get one day of amazing content, and that runs right across Australia and New Zealand. And you can come along to the event in your nearest capital city.
That's really generous. We'll post a link as well. So in case you missed the spelling, we'll post a link in the show notes so you can grab a ticket there. Now, I always finish up the interviews with, and I know I'm putting you on the spot, what's one of the funniest or weirdest things that has ever happened to you in the last 10 years of being an entrepreneur?
One of the weirdest or funniest things. Just trying to think what's come to mind. I remember once I was running an event, and there were about like 45 minutes in, and the fire alarm went through the entire building. And I'm probably not the best the best person for following orders or following instructions. But for me, if I see smoke, I'll run. But if I'm in a room and everything looks fine, and I hear some noise, I'm like, oh, it's noise, no big deal. So I just like kept running the seminar. And so about 10 minutes later, we had from all doors just burst open, and there were firemen that ran inside like, everybody get out.
Really?
So I was like, oh shit.
Okay, maybe next time. Sometimes you really don't want to listen because
they just go off. And I thought, oh, you know, it'll probably go for 5 minutes and then it'll stop. And there's no point telling everyone to go out and then getting everyone back in. That'll be a complete waste of time. I've kind of learned that when it comes to fire safety, you know,
just run. Just run.
Make sure you follow orders. Yeah.
Awesome. So thank you so much for the interview, Dale. You've shared so much gold and so many awesome tools and tips. And we'll post links to all of these tools in the show notes as well, so that you listeners can take them from there. But thank you so much, Dale. I really appreciate it.
No, it's been great. Love chatting. Thanks so much.
Basic Bears.